Why are we not surprised that Randy Fertel, son of the Ruth in Ruth Chris Steakhouse, and Rodney, he of a mayoral campaign in which the only platform was that he would buy a gorilla for the zoo, why are we not surprised that Randy has agreed to be king in an alternative carnival crew?
Crew Delusion parades this Saturday night after the crew de Vieux Carré. And it is one of those wonderful satiric crews that have sprung up over the last years and returning Mardi Gras to its wonderful political satire tradition.
That is Randy Fertel, author of his most recent book, The Gorilla Man and the Empress of Steak, the story of his two, to put it mildly, colorful parents. We wondered, what would they think of this crew?
I think my mother would be amused or bemused by it. She had a sense of humor about things New Orleanian. I think I would have had a little trouble with my father because he probably would have tried to dislodge me from my throne. Of course, when I got a call from the crew Delusion, I couldn't help but think immediately that I was getting this call because I once had a father who once ran for mayor on the platform the zoo needed a gorilla. So this is, a tribute to my father anyway. So I think he would have loved it and probably would have dethroned me so he could sit in that throne.
So how did Randy get from a truly idiosyncratic childhood in New Orleans to a PhD from Harvard with a specialty in the literature of the Vietnam War?
Well, I was just always a reader. I went to Ben Franklin, but I was a studious underachiever there. I was always reading, but never what was on the syllabus. So, I don't know, I just love literature. I just kept reading and reading and then went off to graduate school. And first I started at the University of Oregon. And I just was worried that a University of Oregon PhD wouldn't get me a job. And so I transferred to Harvard. Funny thing is, my last full-time job was here at University of New Orleans, and I get here, and one of my colleagues from University of Oregon, I don't know if he's still here, but we were in the same year at University of Oregon, and he got his PhD there, and so I end up in the same place as him.
You have to wonder what all those Harvard types would make of one of their own PhD Ivy Leaguers parading dressed as, well, what will he be dressed as?
I think I'm wearing a gorilla costume, but without the head, and then some kind of crown of bananas, but I'm not sure what they're going to come up with. But the crew Delusion called me and invited me to reign as king of the crew Delusion, and I will be reigning as King Gorilla Gorilla. Like I said, I couldn't not think of my father when I'm called by a group called Delusion, because Dad was pretty delusory. So I decided that my reign would be gorilla-related, and we decided that Crew Delusion is a political satire group, so they're making fun of things, and so their idea is that we embrace delusion rather than the illusions that are promulgated by the political mainstream. So we're very feisty, and so Gorilla, you know, gorilla, warrior, is part of my name, and my throne will be pulled by some young ladies who will be masked as gorillas and wearing a Che Guevara beret. And then it ends up at a ball at the Hi-Ho Lounge at that corner of Marigny and St. Claude where there are four bars, and for one cover price, you get to go into all four bars and hear eight bands and, you know, touch my royal train.
For more about Randy Fertel, author, lover of fine wine and gourmet food, and now Mardi Gras madman, as well as the times and roots of Crew Delusion, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.